Here. Here.
Member Lynn?
Here.
Member Valentine?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. It is time now for the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next is, could I get an approval for the regular assembly meeting minutes for July 7, 2025, please?
I move to approve the regular assembly meeting minutes of July 7, 2025.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, next we have the approval of the meeting agenda tonight and any amendments. Could I get a motion, please?
I make a motion to approve the meeting agenda as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We don't have any public hearings tonight, nor do we have any bid awards. Next, we have persons to be heard related to agenda. Anyone wishing to share their views on any item on today's agenda may do so at this time. Thank you. Please state your name, who you represent, and remember the 5-minute time limit. You may, yep, thank you.
I'll try to limit to 5 minutes. I'm Diane Marsh, and I'm speaking on my own behalf. I own property at 804 Joa. We built our home in 1980, and we have been here ever since. I've worked various different jobs. My husband worked for the Forest Service. He's retired now and has dementia, which doesn't make any difference, I guess. But I am against selling the property behind me on Haugen. There are toads back there. There are newts back there. There's deer that go back there. And I'm not happy about losing all those, that bit of wildlife behind my house. Plus having something built there, now I can go into my bedroom and not have to worry about pulling the curtains because there's nothing there. But am I going to have to put curtains up? Probably. Because I don't want anybody looking in my windows. I am not happy with that being sold. I would like to see it kept wild. When we built our house, we were told that that area was not going to ever be developed. And now I have a hospital right next to me. So much for that. And now they're going to build something behind me, apartments or houses to rent. I'm not for it. And so that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else? Yes.
Yes, I'm Dave Ulmer. I'm representing myself, and I'm the one that is asking for the sale of these properties. And I'm asking that you would approve my negotiating with the city to be able to purchase these properties for housing development. These properties have been looked at by the department heads. There's no government need for these properties. I appreciate the support of the Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as adjacent neighbors, Sam and Linda Bungie, for the development of these properties for housing needs. My plan of improvement would be to build rental housing, much needed rental housing. I have a record of building affordable, comfortable housing for people in Petersburg, and the need is very, very great. People in town understand that there's a housing shortage, but I don't know if they really understand completely. The borough did a study in 2023, and it said in the next decade we're going to need 300 houses, which is just, it's shocking to think that's true. But I'm kind of in the business of dealing with people like this, and the need is immense. I appreciate that the city's done recently of negotiating to sell the property by Skylark, negotiating to sell the property behind Lake Street, but we're still falling behind. The needs are so great. To illustrate just how the needs are right now in Petersburg, 3 weeks ago I finished a property on 2nd Street, just a duplex, and put it up for rent. In 4 hours I had 19 calls and shut the ad down. And then sorted through those applications that came in. 2.5 months ago, I had another 2 properties. In 6 hours, 27 calls and 15 completed applications in 48 hours. The people that are looking for places to stay are people that are working in Petersburg right now, and are some of them losing their homes. I've got people out of town that are calling to try to get, you know, they can't come to town without a place to live. It's truly desperate, and the worst part of this business of renting a property is having to tell people, I don't have a place for you. The real stories, the people that I have talked to in the last couple of weeks are hospital employees, potential borough workers, Coast Guard crew and officers, teachers and maintenance workers at the school, retail store employees, cannery workers, truck drivers, diesel mechanics, women in abused homes. It's endless. The people that need homes in Petersburg. And we all know buying a home in Petersburg with the interest rates where they are and the prices of property, for a young family, it's virtually impossible to get into a home right now. We're stuck. We are stuck. Thus, I'm asking you to allow me to negotiate with the city to be able to add additional housing for the community. What I'm offering is cash price for whatever we negotiate, a plan that within 4 years will add, take zero property tax lots and raise over potentially $6,000 a year for new families able to stay in Petersburg or come to Petersburg. I'm planning on building 2-bedroom units, so hopefully there would be families coming and more kids that we would get state support in the schools. I'm not asking for this land to just speculate on it and wait for rising prices. I'm absolutely not doing that. What I would offer is, if you don't see development from me within 12 months, I'll sell it back to the city at the price you sell it to me with no interest. If I can't do it, I would encourage you to find somebody else that can do it. I regret the situation, the unhappiness with the Marsh family. I truly do. But the need in Petersburg by young families, it's heartbreaking every time you put something up for rent, because there's so many people that need it. So I hope that you'll support the sale of the property and negotiating with me. I hope I've shown that I've got a track record of producing good houses for people in Petersburg at affordable prices. And so again, I would ask you to support me. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yes, please step forward.
I'm Mary Clemens, and I'm representing myself. I'm here to comment about the recommendation from Planning and Zoning to sell the 2 lots on Haugen Drive to Dave Ulmer. I live on Fram Street, 2 blocks away, so I'm very familiar with the area. And I have to say, when I got the letter from the borough talking about this application, my heart just sank for Diane and Otis Marsh. Their home on Joa Street is right behind the 2 lots that are proposed for sale on Haugen. The Marshes have been very adversely impacted by the new hospital project. This construction has been ongoing for over a year now. And I know it's reasonable to think that when you move into a place, there might be more building and there might be changes to your neighborhood, but this particular place is just a lot of impact on one residence. The hospital has affected them by basically 2 sides, and this would be a 3rd side on their house. And it's just a lot of impact. I do support efforts to increase housing in Petersburg. I know that that is a problem, but I don't believe this is the right place or the right time for it. When I testified at the Planning and Zoning meeting on July 8th and essentially stated these same points. I was disappointed and frustrated that the very brief discussion that this proposal did, they didn't even acknowledge any negative impacts. I felt like I had not even spoken. They did speak about the housing problem in Petersburg, and I do totally agree that there is a problem. And while this proposal would help the housing in a small way, it certainly won't solve the whole problem. So again, I just don't believe that this is the right place or the right time to sell these lots. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yes, please step forward.
My name's Miriam Swanson, and I represent only myself. I'm not affected by this potential lot development, but I do recognize what a beautiful country we live in and how great it is to have a little bit of a buffer around your own home. There has been a significant impact on that area with the hospital, and I just think a little bit of grace and space would be nice, and I'm hoping that you guys will provide that and not develop it any further.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on items regarding tonight's agenda? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to persons to be heard on items unrelated to agenda to the agenda. Anyone wishing to share their views on subjects not on tonight's agenda may share those at this time.
My name is Dean Rountree. I'm representing myself and my wife. My wife and I live at 1109 South Nordic Drive. We own the property adjacent to the land next to the Narrows Inn that Sarah and Randall Holmgren have leased from the borough. We agreed with the proposal presented by Mrs. Holmgren to the borough assembly for the construction of an up to 15-foot alley or driveway on the property next to our home. What we do not agree with is the removal and total destruction of all the trees and a sublease that we have been presented with to lease the property our sidewalk and outbuildings are on. In the pictures you have, the first picture shows a portion of the shed that the Holmgrens had us move. And Becky's gonna include with those pictures, she said she'll send them to you guys showing the outbuildings or the sheds. Okay. The sidewalk has been in that same location for 60 years, my entire life. We feel we have a proper and proved easement for the sidewalk and outbuildings. The removal of the trees and muskeg will make the ground next to our foundation pilings, which are 30 feet to hardpan, unstable and possibly causing damage and unsafe conditions to our home and access to it. We do not understand why this destruction needs to occur to put in up to a 15-foot alley or driveway and should be stopped to avoid serious damage to our home. Thank you for listening and your considerations.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on items unrelated to agenda?
Hello, my name is Glorianne Wall and I live at 909 Sandy Beach, and I'm here as a mother who is concerned about the bear situation we have in the community right now. I would hope that the assembly could direct the city manager maybe to work with the police chief and other enforcement to try and get a handle on some of the nuisance bears. We all have grown up here and know that garbage, once they're a garbage bear, they're always a garbage bear. And along Sandy Beach, we're having a lot of issue. And it's nervous for me as having a couple of little kids roaming the streets as well as in town, 100 plus kids that are involved in the after-school program that we call Kinderskog, that it goes all summer. So please look, maybe direct city manager to work with the police chief and some of the other enforcement to try and get a handle on it. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony.
Hi, I'm Sarah Holmgren. I'm here representing myself and my husband, who's still out of town. Kind of got trapped with the Alaska Airlines IT problem. I just wanted to respond to some of the earlier comments and to correct and clarify some of the information. You might recall in my application initially with the planning and zoning as well as that was delivered to you, nowhere in it did I specify a 15-foot wide driveway. It was to utilize the entire use of the property if needed in order to develop, but more importantly, fix and repair the building, since it's been saturated and hidden behind heavy trees for decades now. As a reminder, the walkway has been there for 40 years. It was recently rebuilt in the last, I believe, 10 years, knowingly rebuilt on the borough's land and not relocated, which would have been a perfect opportunity to move your walkway onto your own property when you needed to get it rebuilt. But they chose to put it in where it was at before, which was on the borough's property. And much like anything, that if you are utilizing the borough's property or someone else's, and when you become aware that you are not on your side of the property line, the appropriate thing would be to move to the correct side of the property line. We extended, as in our lease with the borough, as you might recall, it says that if anybody is using the property, they must have a sublease agreement with us. And so that's why they were given the same exact lease I was, a bit modified because it says subtenant versus tenant on there. But I utilized the same lease that the borough gave us to use so that it was identical language. And I took the square footage of what the walkway occupied and did offer that if they wanted to keep a few other items on there, that we would just figure out the square footage once the alleyway had been developed. In addition, we spent a couple hours on a Sunday helping them move their shed that they knowingly put on the borough's lot years ago, took it apart, or actually slid it across the walkway, and then dismantled the base and reinstalled it. My husband, my son-in-law, my son, and then also Sam came over and helped. And so we took it apart and relocated it for them for free in order to help them get it on the other side. So I just wanted to clarify some of the misinformation that you heard tonight, that I never once said it would only be 15 feet wide. Our intent was to utilize the entire property if possible. And then when I realized that the walkway was actually on the borough's property, that is when we felt it was probably kind and the right thing to do is to let them continue to use their walkway, but we wouldn't be able to have full use of the property. And just to have an idea, if it was just the walkway, it'd be about $215 a year to rent. So it's not a significant impact, but I just wanted to clarify the information you heard this evening and just remind that the lease is required, the sublease is required, whether it's them or someone else utilizing our property that we're renting from you. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. All right, do we have anyone else who would like to speak on items unrelated to tonight's agenda? Seeing none, we will be moving forward. We don't have any boards, commission, or committee reports, nor do we have any items on the consent agenda. Under the report of other officers, Clerk Regula has the 2025 municipal election report.
Yes, thank you, Vice Mayor Marsh. So election day this year is on Tuesday, October 7th. And again, we will have early voting available beginning on September 17th downstairs here in the municipal building up until the day before election day, so through noon on October 6th. And now you can request absentee ballots. You can do an absentee ballot by mail or an absentee ballot by email. Those requests or applications are available on the website and also here in the municipal building. You can come in and pick them up. They're just right outside of the assembly chambers in the rack there where we put the agendas. And this year we have 20 elected positions that will be on the ballot. The mayor for 1 3-year term, the assembly members, we've got 2 positions expiring. Those are also 3-year terms along with school board, hospital board, the planning commissioners, there are 2 3-year terms, 1 2-year term, Harbor and Ports Advisory Board also has 2-3-year terms. The Library Advisory Board and Parks and Rec Advisory Board have 2 3-year terms. Parks and Rec also has a third 2-year term. And then Public Safety Advisory Board has 2 3-year terms. So if you're interested in running for any of these seats, you can put in your declaration of candidacy. You can pick up the packets beginning July 23rd, which is this Wednesday. The first day you can drop off your completed packet is July 29th, and you have until August 26th to file those candidacy packets if you want to be on the ballot. There's a little window where you could be a write-in candidate if you miss that deadline, but it's always best to be on the ballot. So also on the ballot, there's one proposition. Proposition number one will decide whether to limit eligibility for the borough sales tax senior exemption to those who qualify for the State of Alaska Senior Benefits Payment Program. If you are interested in serving as an election official, call me at 772-5405 or send me an email at bregula@petersburgaki.gov. On the borough's website, if you go to the homepage, at the top of the page, there's an orange banner that says October 7th, 2025 election. If you click on that, you can find all the information. You can find application for absentee voting and also the dates and the candidacy packet information. We'll have that available if you can print at home. You can print those at home or come down here and we have them ready for you to pick up at the front desk starting this Wednesday. That is all I have, and let me know if you have any questions from the assembly.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Does any assembly member have any questions for the clerk? Okay, moving on to the mayor's report. The Petersburg Borough has 7 boards that will have open seats for the October 2025 election. Those boards each have important functions within the borough. The Planning Commission advises the Borough Assembly on issues and policies related to planning and land use regulation, as well as community development in general. The Parks and Recreation Advisory Board facilitates communication with the public regarding the current programs and services offered by Parks and Recreation. The Library Advisory Board supports effective communication between the public library and the community, promotes awareness of current programs and services, and approves library policies. The Public Safety Advisory Board reviews, investigates, and makes recommendations on any matter referred by the Borough Assembly, or manager. The Harbors and Ports Advisory Board facilitates communication with the public regarding harbor facilities and services. The School Board formulates policy for the operation of the schools, manages the employment status of the school district superintendent, and generally supervises school district fiscal affairs. The Petersburg Medical Center is governed by a board of directors composed of 7 community members who assist the hospital in carrying out its mission. Go to petersburgak.gov for more information about the open seats on the assembly and other boards. That concludes that report. Now it's time for the borough manager report. Manager Giesbrecht.
Thank you, ma'am. Harbor parking is being enforced along Harbor Way and Middle, South Harbor, and long-term at the drive down. Reminder to boaters of the no wake zone outside all 3 harbors, and responsibilities for wake are on the owner operator. Some welcome news regarding the federal funding. USDOT has contacted us regarding the $8.8 million raise grant. It's also called the Build Grant Program for the Scow Bay Haulout Project. We're scheduling a kickoff meeting with their grant management team for the week of July 28th. This is the agency's first step in the grant agreement development process. The final calculations for the fuel adjustment charge caused by the annual SEPA shutdown and diesel plant run are complete. This year's adjustment was 1.4 cents per kilowatt hour for every kilowatt hour that was used by customers on their June billing period. Thanks to all the customers who conserved energy during the June billing period. Purchase order has been issued to GD Partners, Inc. for supply of a step-up transformer for Scow Bay Generator 2. And Power and Light is working with Steelhead Enterprises to finalize the contract for the Scow Bay Pole Yard Storage Addition. Power and Light underwent the annual dam safety inspection at the Crystal Lake Dam on July 15th. And PMPL staff continue to gather GIS data points as schedules allow us to maintain forward progress on the utility maps. The process has continued to go smoothly. Property tax bills were mailed on July 1st. Please let the finance office know if you did not receive a bill for your parcel. And utility and harbor bills will be printed with a new statement format starting this month. An additional feature on the new statement will be the usage bar chart for electric and water showing the last 12 months of usage. We hope the customers find this information useful. We've got Ken's Painting starting to work on painting of the assisted living facility. And swimming lessons are happening. If you want to interested, contact the front desk at Parks and Rec or Scott Burt for more information. We also have a lifeguard class running from August 21st to the 24th. Again, Scott would be the person to talk to. And he's working on putting together a summer sprint triathlon on August 2nd. Contact the front desk or Scott for more information. Our borough grader is having some transmission issues and is down for repairs while we sort out exactly what's wrong. Thanks to some quick work by Assistant Public Works Director Aaron Merle, we were able to rent PIA's grader in order to get some grading done while we still have the weather for it. Martin has been out grading streets and with the PIA machine, and thanks to PIA for working with us to get a rental agreement put together on such short notice. Martin and the streets crew will be started on dust control on Wednesday, July 16th. We have a full tank of lignocide. Since we haven't had much call for dust control, we actually used up all that we had in what we hit the roads. We've ordered some more. Kind of in response to what Glo Wallen had said, I think we've all noticed bear activity has picked up sharply in the last few weeks, and we've had a lot of requests for bear straps to put on garbage cans. We had 75 straps on hand, and we are actually now out of stock and have ordered more. We have also started a PSA and ads in the local paper to remind folks to keep garbage secured as required by the borough code. I know that Chief Kerr has been working with his peers in other agencies about what can be done with the bears. I don't have an answer at this point. Jim, could you give a quick update on what people have been saying that you've talked to? Or sure, thanks. I should have asked. Is that okay?
Very appropriate. Okay. Thank you.
So currently, what I believe we're seeing is generational issues with these things. Ones that have learned from growing up here. We haven't dispatched bears in a few years, and so I believe the ones we're seeing right now is a learned behavior. There's roughly four bears that have been causing a problem, maybe minus one now. But and the trash cans we're seeing, I mean, of course, there's going to be some that aren't secured that, of course, we don't see. But the trash cans we're seeing are secured ones that the bears are now ripping open to defeat the straps and defeat the safety straps that we have, along with ratchet straps and other items. They're actually peeling open the top of the garbage cans now, causing damage to borough property, causing public works to, or sanitation, whoever it is that fix them. They're having to fix them, and I don't know if they can just order new lids, but it's starting to add up. And I mean, like I said, it's only three or four bears causing the problem, and for them to be doing it now just doesn't make sense to me. And that's why I believe it's a generational issue. And so, I mean, if we want to talk about a solution, me personally, I think the solution is to get rid of these three or four bears that are causing the problem, because usually we're not seeing bear problems until later on in the year. And with these bears coming into town, causing these sorts of problems right now, I mean, obviously that's a learned behavior when there's food everywhere for them. So that's my thought, but I'm not a biologist, and I'm responsible for public safety here in town.
So. Through the mayor, if I may. Chief, it's basically the troopers that manage this process. Do I have that correct?
Yes, so we've been working with the Alaska State Troopers and Fish and Game on this. We cannot deploy a trap. And if a bear gets caught in a trap, I mean, it gets dispatched anyways. And so that's why I don't know that solution. If you guys want me to work with those agencies, I can.
We definitely, through the mayor, I definitely want you to work with them. Question, the reason I brought that up is I know your department, I know I've gotten calls about do something about the bears. And the truth of it is, I'm making this point purposely, is that the troopers have to make that decision. If they ask us to take care of it, we can. And our police department is willing to do that. But it puts our officers and department at risk if we take care of it without permission from the troopers, who have to give permission to do it. So I encourage people, if you've got a bear issue at your home, let the troopers know. And, you know, Jim, I'm sure we'll continue to reach out to them as far as if they give permission, we'll be happy to take care of the problem for them.
Yep.
But I believe at this point they have not given us permission to do anything other than what we're doing.
Yeah, currently there's an injured bear that we saw that had as a limp. I told the officers that bear needs to be dispatched. Last thing we want is an injured bear around town, especially one that's feeding on garbage. We haven't seen that one lately, so I don't know if it died because of elements or what, or because of its injuries. But I think one of the things we're actually seeing a lack of calls lately, because I think people are conditioned to seeing these bears around town now. And I mean, they report it on Facebook more than they report it to the police department. And every call we get about them, we do have an email set up with Fish and Game and the troopers. So we try and keep everyone on the same page. So if we're getting notified about it, we're automatically notifying them. We've had some community members that are really passionate about this issue or take a hard stance on it, and we refer them directly to the agency so that they can express their opinion as well. So.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Jim. The building maintenance crew is working on replacing some failing bird netting up at the Baylor. And Nathan Ajax was hired for our new wastewater operator position and started work on July 14th. This position was the one approved by the assembly for in the FY26 borough budget that is needed in order to accommodate all of the additional testing requirements that are being incorporated into the borough's new EPA wastewater discharge permit. Pump Station 4 and the Force Main upgrade project has encountered another wrinkle. The sheet pile cofferdam for the new wet well installation began to buckle and caused construction to halt while the issue is being investigated. Project engineer P&D is working with the contractor, Rockin' Road, to identify a remedy. Contractor is planning to continue working on other portions of the project in the meantime. We are in the process of transitioning Public Works leadership to Assistant Director Moreau, who will be taking over as the director at the end of July. So make sure he gets lots of congratulations from everybody. Current director Cotto will be transitioning out, and I think he's looking at second week in August, so a little faster than we'd hoped. We wanted him to stick around a little longer. He's gotten a job offer in Florida and will be leaving us. The hiring process for the assistant public works director is underway. We've got a really good candidate that we're likely going to bring to town in the next week or two. We just got to arrange some schedules. And thank you to Senator Murkowski for the generous appropriation of $225,000 for up-to-date SCBA, which is something our fire department volunteers use to enter into buildings that have smoke and fire. They're self-contained breathing apparatus. Did I get that right? Okay. That's what SCBA stands for. This will allow our department to properly outfit the volunteers and keep them safe as they provide emergency services to our community. This was a cost that we were going to have to eat and budget for ourselves, and this made one of the earmark lists for the senator. So still some process to go through before we get the money, but it's very happy that it came through. And that's everything on my report.
Thank you for that information. Now we move on to unfinished business. Ordinance 2025-11, an ordinance amending the official zoning map for service area 1 of the Petersburg Borough to rezone government lot 12, Section 35, Township 58 South, Range 79 East, Copper River Meridian, parcel number 01-014-010, located at 1016 Sandy Beach Road, from rural residential to single-family residential. This is the third and final reading. At the direction of the Assembly, the Planning Commission held a public hearing on May 13, 2025 regarding the proposed rezone and recommends the Assembly rezone the parcel prior to a public auction. If approved in three readings, this ordinance will rezone parcel ID Z01-014-010, located at 1016 Sandy Beach Road, from rural residential to single-family residential. This ordinance was unanimously approved in its second reading. Could I get a motion, please?
I move to approve ordinance 2025-11.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Good on that as well? Okay. Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Member Stan Greger?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The motion passes 5-0. Next, we have ordinance 2025-12, an ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the FY 2026 budget for known changes. This is the third and final reading. If approved in three readings, the supplemental budget would make changes to the Property Development Fund as follows. Add $50,000 to provide utility connection stubs to the property lines of borough lots being proposed to sell in the future. Remove $15,000 of expenses for a public works survey that was completed under budget in FY 2025. add $9,300 to use as a local match for a grant application being administered by the Alaska Municipal League for a Safe Streets and Roads for All program. Add $17,222 in expenses to the Property Development Fund for library facility related expenses. Transfer $90,000 from Fund 758, School Deferred Maintenance, to Fund 350, the Borough's Debt Service Fund, to cover school bond payments that were historically reimbursed by the state of Alaska. This ordinance was unanimously approved in its second reading as amended. Could I get a motion, please?
Make a motion to approve Ordinance 2025-12.
Second.
Thank you. Member Newman put forward the motion. Member Lynn put forward the second. Any discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Lynn? Member Lynn?
Yes.
Member Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes 5-0. Moving on to new business, we have Resolution 2025-15, a resolution authorizing the Friends of the Bike Park to collect and sell aluminum scrap as a fundraiser. If approved, this resolution will authorize the Friends of the Bike Park, a local nonprofit organization, to collect aluminum scrap from the Baylor facility to sell to recyclers for fundraising to support the Petersburg Bike Park. Could I get a motion, please?
Make a motion to approve Resolution 2025-15, a resolution authorizing the Friends of the Bike Park to collect and sell aluminum scrap as a fundraiser.
Second.
Thank you. Member Newman put forward the motion. Member Lynn gave the second. Any discussion?
James has his hand raised.
Yes, Member Valentine.
Hey, I love the idea that the... a nonprofit is using something that is already there. I'm just curious if somebody could, I don't know who this would be directed to, that could tell me if the people at the Baylor and at the dump, are they okay with this?
Through the mayor, I'll answer part of that and let Aaron Merle answer the rest. This has been done before with different groups that have since lost interest in the process. So the Boy Scouts actually used to do it. We checked with them first when this request was given to us, and they had no interest anymore. So we hated no one else that had asked about it. Aaron, I don't want to speak for the guys. Are they okay with all this?
Absolutely. The aluminum pile in the landfill has grown quite large in the last 6 years since COVID happened. Some of the scouting programs aren't as active as they used to be. Historically, as has been said, nonprofit organizations in town have recycled this material and sent it down. We collect that material at no cost to the customer. We just accept it for free. And then it was going out to these agencies. But the pile has grown exponentially, and as a result, there's often items discarded into it which cannot be recycled, and it's unmanageable at this point. And so our staff would be thrilled to have it gone, and I think the Friends of the Bike Park is an enthusiastic group. They seem to have a lot of progressive things being done, and I think it's a great group to put this charge with.
Okay, thank you.
You. Member Stan Gregor, did I see your hand up? Yes, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mayor Marsh. And thank you, soon-to-be Director Morrell, for that context. I'll definitely be voting yes, and I look forward to supporting that nonprofit. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion by Assembly members? Okay, seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution passes 5-0. Next resolution, 2025-16, a resolution of the Borough Assembly of Petersburg, Alaska, formally submitting a harbor facility grant application to the State of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities in the amount of $617,000 for the project entitled South Harbor Sea Float Finger Float Replacement. If approved, the resolution 2025-16 would allow for a submission of a grant application for replacement of the South Harbor Sea Float Finger Float. Could I get a motion, please?
Yeah, I move to approve resolution 2025-16.
A second?
Second.
Thank you. Member Lynn put forward the motion. Member Newman put forward the second. Any discussion? Member Lynn?
Yes. If we could, I'd like to see the Harbor Master give us an idea of the amount available and what's our chances and the time frames, et cetera.
Thank you. Through the mayor. Well, we never know what the legislature and the governor will finally award. But this is an ongoing program that has been beneficial to the harbor, the Petersburg Harbor, for decades now. It was a promise they made, DOT made after gifting all the municipalities their harbors and said, well, we're not going to abandon you. We're going to have this program that will give you the ability to rebuild and continue servicing these facilities. So we've used this grant program before. And it comes down to the annual ask by all the different municipalities that have projects. And then at some point, the legislature will decide how much they're going to fund the program. Typically, excess of $20 million is usually requested. And I think only one instance did they fully fund the program. So there's a ranking system. You apply for the grant, and then you qualify. It's a two-part, how much money they're giving away and how high you are up on the list. So one of the things they request is from the municipality a guarantee that the money is there and that you are, as an assembly, supporting this grant. So we hope that it'll get fully funded, and we hope that we'll qualify high. And if we don't get it this year, maybe next year. This project in and of itself is something that I've been looking at for a few years, but had to get through the dredging project because that tied up a lot of our money. We'll continue to request this form of maintenance long-term for our harbors, because there probably will never be a time that we qualify for, you know, $40-50 million to completely replace the South Harbor. So we're going to do it in increments. And these four particular finger floats are 15 years older than the rest of the harbor. These are circa 1970 original Middle Harbor finger floats that were repurposed in 1985 when the South Harbor was built. So they saved a little bit of money, and now we get to pay for it. So we've been looking at this style for a few years. I've been working with PND, and Bellingham Marine puts out a unit that we think will be a good fit. So hopefully once we get this engineering done, which is, I know, next on your agenda, we can reuse this design to replace future finger floats all along the South Harbor.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for that explanation. Any other comments or questions from Borough Assembly members?
James.
We have Member Valentine.
Member Valentine. Yes, please.
Hey, thank you. If we end up getting the grant, which would be awesome, and, you know, we are able to replace some of these floats, I mean, it sounds like it's not unheard of to repurpose what life is left of these, right? So is that would that be considered a GLOW if we were to able to kind of replace, you know, fingers at a time? Is those fingers being replaced, do they still have life in them enough to be replaced somewhere else? Papke's as an example, Banana Point, I don't know, you know, just if there's like 10 more years left, I mean, I'm sure everybody out of Papke's would love to have a nicer dock than what's out there. So I'm just curious if there's still life in them, if we are up on the list to be able to get replaced, would we be able to repurpose the current ones we have? Thank you.
Through the mayor, you bet. I would love to gift them away because there's money in demolition. These kind of things are expensive to get rid of. So if somebody wants to come and take them off our hands, we would love to give them a new lease on life somewhere else. And that's happened. You know, people have taken things down the Narrows and with less use. I'm tying up, you know, big limit seine boats that are tanking down and really using these facilities to their capacity. Somebody that, you know, may be able to use them down the Narrows for decades more, who knows? They're 55 years old as they are, but there's probably some life in them, and you know, they can put some more flotation under them, and if they want to take them off our hands, then that would be great.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no further comments, clerk, would you please call the roll on this resolution?
Member Stanton Gregor.
Yes.
Member Valentine.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh.
Yes.
Member Newman.
Yes.
Member Lynn.
Yes.
Thank you. The resolution passes 5-0. Next, we have P&D Engineer Design and Permitting Services Fee Proposal. Harbor Master Wallen requests approval to engage P&D Engineering for engineering services related to the anticipated replacement of finger floats along the South Harbor's sea float. This expense is accounted for in the FY 2026 Harbor budget. Could I get a motion, please?
Make a motion to approve the P&D Engineering Design Permitting Services Fee Proposal.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion put forward by Member Newman, a second by Member Lynn. Any discussion? Member Lynn.
Yeah. On page 36 of the agenda packet, it talks about the proposal here and what we're getting. But it talks about, as discussed, the permitting approach detailed above has a level of effort, cost, and time frame to obtain that is significantly less than those anticipated for an incidental harassment authorization, which was included in the previous proposal of October 2023. The Alaska Slopes Program is a recent development that provides a cost-effective alternative, but does not come without risk to the owner. Exclusion zones are still part of the permit requirements, and pile driving removal work would need to be temporarily paused when a marine mammal enters the exclusion zone. I have a couple questions here. The part talked about above the incidental harassment authorization, and then there is a cost estimate below of $35,000 on that. So my question is twofold. Is it, we're asking to approve the $68,000 and in addition to $35,000, or are we looking at just one of these? I mean,
fair question.
Yeah.
Currently, we're just asking you to propose the or to entertain getting these designed. When it comes, when we come before you with a bid, we're pretty excited that finally common sense is beginning to maybe prevail with this Marine Mammal Protection Act. Prior to the Slopes new ruling, we would have had to go all out to provide oversight in watching for marine mammals and stopping the entire program for them to either leave the site or whatever to happen. Because this project is less than 40 piling, we have the ability to be able to stop and start fairly quickly. And so it has to do with that. And they included that just because it's a pretty exciting turn of events. I think it was going to be over 200,000 to be able to drive 8 piling in the permitting aspect of it. We just went through that with the dredging. Where part of that $10 million was was having to hire people to oversee that, and State of Alaska has done a good job. So this is a this is something that after, when we go to bid, we will have to, of course, get permitting, and part of that is the Marine Mammal Protection Act. So that was part of their, you know, probably excitement to include that, but also to encourage us to get this done before things could go back to maybe the way things were done a few years ago. So we've been working on this project for like 5 years, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Thank you. That passes 5-0. Next, we have Dave Ulmer land purchase application. Dave Ulmer submitted an application to purchase borough property described as lots 5 and 6, block 78, Southeast Addition Subdivision. The Planning Commission held a public hearing regarding the application to purchase on July 8, 2025, and recommends the Borough Assembly approve the sale of the subject properties. The Planning Commission's report is attached to this packet. Borough Code Section 16.12.080E states that the Assembly shall determine whether an application shall move forward in the application process or be denied. If the application is to move forward, the Assembly shall schedule a public sale or exempt the application from public sale. If the application is exempted from public sale, the Assembly may authorize the borough manager to negotiate the sale with the applicant, the final terms of which are subject to approval by the Assembly. Could I get a motion, please?
Yes, sir. I move that we put up lots 5 and 6, block 78, for sale as in an outcry auction.
Could I get a second?
Second.
Okay. Member Lynn put forward the motion for a public sale of lots 5 and 6, and Member Newman put forward the second. Any discussion? Member Stanton Gregor.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I guess it was more of a, if Member Lynn was willing, I would like to understand his reasoning for putting it up for outcry auction as opposed to a direct sale to Mr. Ulmer, if he was, again, if Mr. Member Lynn was willing.
That's a good question. My thinking of it is twofold, is a couplefold here. Is it, I do agree with everything that was said, that we do need the housing. I'm sorry that we have to, you know, that somebody, you know, the Marshes lose some of their space here. But I do think that we need to sell those. Are there other people? I'm not sure, but I would like to see other folks, if anybody has the opportunity, also to bid on these and to see where it goes. And in the end, it may turn out that nobody wants to bid or to buy them. So anyhow, that's just my thought on it.
Thank you. Member Newman.
Thank you, Member Lynn.
So my position on this is there's oftentimes, you know, we're presented with issues where we are in a dilemma where we have to decide on, you know, the good of the people, the good of the borough versus the good of the individual. So this is kind of a dilemma. And I generally have sided with the good of the people versus the individual. However, in this case, I'm going to not support this, and it's not entirely for the reason of the people that have come and spoke. When I look at this, look at those two lots, the first thing that comes to mind for me are they're small lots. There's not a lot of space there. The location of the lots from the top of, what is it, 9th Street or 8th Street? From that point on, when I'm driving up that hill, when you get past all the housing, everybody accelerates right there. And everybody's in a rush. They're going to the post office. They're going to the grocery store. They're going to the airport. And I feel like, and then now we have an intersection with the new hospital, which has yet to be determined, you know, what type of a a scenario that's going to be for people driving. I feel like if you're using the lot to build duplexes on, and if there's, you know, invariably there'll be small children living there, those kids aren't going to have any place to play. I just feel like little kids being that close to that traffic moving that fast just for me creates a public safety issue. And honestly, I very much support Mr. Omer's, you know, civic mindedness, and we've had conversations in the past and have been great conversations, always civic minded, always with the best of the community in mind. But I honestly feel like there has to be other properties that we have where we can accommodate Mr. Omer in a better capacity. So.
Thank you. I myself initially was thinking, well, yes, additional housing is a good thing. A couple of things though, that housing survey, it was mentioned that we supposedly need 300 new housing units in the next 10 years. I myself choke on that very single point, because if somebody wants to remodel, say their kitchen or their bathroom, that was lumped into the 300 new homes. So I think that is a very misleading number. I think it was more realistic, like 183 homes in the next 10 years, which is more, it makes more sense. But how the questions were asked on that survey, kind of funneled the results to say, yes, we're in a housing crisis, when it's not as severe. There is a need. I am absolutely certain there is a need for housing. And I do support Mr. Omer's desire to increase that. However, I do appreciate the points that were brought up, that with the impact of the hospital at the end of Joa Street, as well as the point mentioned by Member Newman on the safety, public safety issue, if you get young families with children running around on their bikes or scooters or whatever, I myself, I'm ready to hit that 35 mile an hour speed limit as soon as I cross 8th Street. It does present a public safety issue, so I will not be supporting this. Member Valentine, thank you.
I struggle with this because I am one of the younger assembly members here who has worked really, really hard to try to even find a place, and then also watching many of my friends who are around my age, younger or maybe slightly older, even leave town because it's so difficult. And there are places that are coming up, but there tends to be this circle of, oh, this is coming up, but it needs over $200,000 of work just to make it livable, or, you know, things like this. And when I see someone trying to come to the plate with a solution, or a small part of a solution, let me say that, I usually tend to like gravitate towards that. Yes, because I'm watching my friends struggle to be here or even leave town, right? And that's where I'm at this internal struggle right now, because I also understand, because I just left my other hometown, Skagway, and I'm literally watching, after being gone for 4 years from the town, to watch, and I go back to watch every single little piece being filled up by development. I mean, there's no more lawns. I can't say no more lawns, but very much less lawns. There's like less of that space and so much more congestion because they are struggling so much, when maybe, you know, however many years back, they could have probably solved that by pushing their housing crisis back further away from the town, maybe doing duplexes out there and things like this. And then being brought up with the public safety issue, I didn't think about that. So thank you for bringing that up. So there is a struggle with me with that, and I see both ends, and I'm gonna struggle with this vote. So these are just my thoughts, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mayor Marsh. I'll be voting for this, and thank you, Member Lynn, again, for clarifying that. Myself, personally, I would have preferred a direct sale to Mr. Omer. As a neighbor of some of his rentals, I've seen firsthand that when the renters leave, he does upkeep and maintenance on them. I think he's doing so right now. And, in our neighborhood, and just to be clear, there is a housing crisis in Petersburg. Mr. Omer is very correct in that. I am not one of the younger ones now at 48, but I work with lots of people who mention that, and I think it's a great opportunity to address that housing crisis. So when the time comes to vote, I'll be voting yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I thought you said you were voting. Oh, I'm sorry. Got it. Member Lynn?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
No.
Member Newman?
No.
Okay. Is that a fail? With a 3-2.
That
okay.
was 3-2.
Three yeses and two noes. Next, we have the CAT 950 loader replacement for Public Works. The FY26 approved borough budget includes $460,000 for replacement of Public Works number 100 CAT 950 loader. Assistant Public Works Director Marol has provided a memo which is attached to this packet and recommends awarding the purchase contract to NC Machinery in the amount of $427,842.84. Could I get a motion, please?
I'd move to approve this purchase.
Second.
Thank you. Member Stanton Gregor put forward the motion. Member Newman put forward the second. Any discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes 5-0. Next, we have the appointment of CSWA representative, appointment of incoming Public Works Director Aaron Marol as Petersburg's representative to the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority, and outgoing Public Works Director Chris Cotta as Petersburg's alternate representative. Marol's appointment to expire January 31, 2027. Cotta's appointment to expire on his last day of employment with the Petersburg Borough. Could I get a motion, please?
Yeah, I move to appoint Public Works Director Aaron Marol to the position of CEQA as our CEQA representative.
Second.
Thank you. Member Lynn put forward the motion. Member Newman seconded it. Any discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you. That passes 5-0. Next, we have communications. FEMA shelter training, August 15 and 16. I wonder if we might put Director Hankins on the spot, and would you explain that for us, please?
Sure. So the Red Cross, based out of Juneau, reached out to us. They're trying to go to the different municipalities and work with emergency personnel to go through their emergency plans, specifically for sheltering. So they offered to do two things for us, which was one, provide a training on the shelter or FEMA sheltering guide, which provides guidance from the federal government to people who would actually do the sheltering on how to actually run a mass care shelter, whether it's for individuals that are hurt, whether it's just people who need somewhere to get out of the weather and are otherwise not able to be accommodated by the private sector, things of that nature. And so the 15th is at the fire station. 9 to 3 is a actual in-class training based on that FEMA guide. And then the 16th, we are actually putting into, you know, an exercise, the stuff that we learned through that that training, utilizing borough-specific resources. So we're specifically trying to reach out to faith-based groups like the churches. That's currently what's called for in what our currently adopted emergency plan, which is to rely on the goodwill and assistance of faith-based groups to help run that shelter. We're transitioning a little bit. We're in the emergency plans. It says that that's solely what we will relying on, to basing it at a singular location at the high school, or not the high school gym, the Parks and Rec gym, because these plans were developed before the gym was built. So we'll have Parks and Rec staff there as well. And so any individual that is interested in helping with that, that you have the training's free, please come in, come help. We are also looking for volunteers to participate as people who need to be sheltered for the purpose of that drill. We're kind of recreating an extension of the airport disaster drill, in that if a plane with, you know, 50 some odd people crashed on our runway, you know, what do we do with the 50 people? A certain percentage of them will be mocked up as injured and overflow that can't make it into the hospital. The other will be, the other 40 will be walking wounded, and we will be caring for them for a couple hours. And that starts on the 16th at 11:30 at Parks and Rec Gym. Interested individuals, if you'd like to know more, whether you'd like to participate in the training or you would like to participate as a volunteer victim, please call the station 772-3355. I will personally reach back out to you, and I will fill you in on further details of what you need to do based on what it is you want to participate in. So we're looking for a lot of help from the community for this drill. So,
thank you. All right. Next, we have assembly discussion items. Are there any comments from assembly members? I would like to encourage the manager to work with Chief Kerr and the troopers and ADF&G, whoever we need to help alleviate this bear problem. It's kind of fun to see a bear in town until it's not. and they are hungry, as always, and I would hate to see tragedy happen. Are there any recognitions that anyone would like to put forward? Seeing none, could I get a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.